Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get to reintroduce you to someone who's an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust. Eva Rosenberg started casting her pearls before us back in April of 1998. That literally was the month that I started thinking about our Brain Trust, when I started realizing, hey, we're onto something here. We got a lot of smart folks here. We don't need to let them go. We need to hang on to them, get them to come back on a regular basis and continue to bring their wisdom to us. And Eva was one of the first ones that really kind of fit that mold, and she's been a great member of our Brain Trust ever since. She is the tax mama, and that's right. She helps people, small business owners just like you and me, make sure that we get the most out of our tax planning and remittance. She's the author of the outstanding book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. And also, an enrolled agent extraordinaire. I didn't even know what an enrolled agent was, ladies and gentlemen, before I met Eva Rosenberg. And so
that's right. And we've only been around since the Civil War.
Since the founding of an income tax. So, Eva, what's the first on the agenda with regard to helping our folks with their taxes?
Well, you know what? I think if people go to itsawhamthing.com, WHAM.
It's like a wham thing.
Working at home moms.
Oh.
I've got 8 tax resolutions for 2012 over there.
Wow.
And those, right. These are business resolutions.
All right.
A Market Watch, I have, you know, other resolutions. And at Equifax, I have personal resolutions. But we're talking business here,
that's right,
folks.
That's right. What's the first one?
The first one is review your business checklist. And if you don't already have one, look at Chapter 1 of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Because I have found, after I wrote the book, and people started reading it, people came to me and said, you know, I've been in business for 10 or 15 years, and that first chapter absolutely opened my eyes.
Hmm.
If I had done that in the beginning, my business would have been better now, but I'm going to start doing it now.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
So a checklist. What's on a checklist?
Okay, it's going to help you update license information that you probably aren't doing properly,
mm-hmm.
tax registrations, but it's going to give you a better way to plan your suppliers and vendors and do what Jim has done, the Brain Trust, create
right.
your own business advisory team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at the businesses that really succeed, or the Fortune 500 companies, they've all got an advisory board or board of directors. Small businesses can do the same kind of thing even in a less formal way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a team of people who can advise you financially, who can advise you on insurance, who can help you get good suppliers,
right.
good
the,
prices,
the legal,
or good or
part.
Good rates,
right?
Yeah.
And don't forget, speaking of suppliers, don't forget that ask your lawyer and their accountant and your insurance agent, ask them about vendors. I mean, these are people who are out
exactly.
there dealing. They're doing business with other people. You know, some of the best vendor resources you'll find came from referrals from the people that you do business with.
Absolutely. And you know, don't overlook the resources your vendors have. For instance, I got this box one year from a company in New Orleans that made king cakes. And the box was absolutely gorgeous. It was a work of art. And I'm looking over the whole box, you know, because, you know, we're advertisers, right? And I find it's copyrighted by UPS.
Huh.
UPS made that box for them because they have enough volume. It
right.
cost them nothing.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely. It's all part of what when I talk about building strategic alliances. That's an example of a strategic alliance with a vendor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know what your vendors can do for you.
Right.
Until you get to know the other thing. When
including
I was
inventory financing, including consignment,
yeah.
including co-op on advertising, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many things, right?
But your vendors can find you customers.
That's right.
When I was working on my master's degree in international business,
mm-hmm.
the best piece of information we had a speaker from one of the major freight houses. And he pointed out to us, if we're going to do business overseas, we should call him because he knows where the vendors are, where the
right.
suppliers are, and where the customers
mm-hmm.
are. He
mm-hmm.
can open doors for us.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Eva, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. We'll be right back. 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.